Aurora Rising, The Aurora Cycle, Book 1. Written by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff, and read by Kim My Guest, Jonathan McLean, Candace Mall, Lincoln Hoppy, Donabella Mortel, Jonathan Todd Ross, Aaron Spencer, and Steve West.
If your squad was hard to find, or if you're still looking, then this one is for you.
Part 1. The Girl Out of Time.
Chapter 1. Tyler. I'm gonna miss the draft. The Hadfield is disintegrating around me. Black arcs of quantum lightning are melting the ship's hull to slag. My spacesuit is screaming 17 different alarms, the lock on this damn cryogenic pod still won't open, and that's the one thought blaring in my head. Not that I should have stayed in my rack and gotten a good night's sleep. Not that I should have just ignored the damn distress call and headed back to Aurora Academy. And not that this is a really stupid way to die. Nope. Looking death right in the face, Tyler Jones, squad leader, first class, is thinking one thing and one thing only. I'm gonna miss the damn draft. I mean, you work your whole life for a thing. It's only natural the thing be important to you. But most rational people would consider getting vaporized inside a derelict spaceship drifting through interdimensional space just a little more important than school. That's all I'm saying. I look down at the girl sleeping inside the cryopod. She has shortish black hair with a strange white streak running through her bangs. Freckles, a gray jumpsuit. Her expression is the kind of blissful you only see on babies or the cryogenically frozen. I wonder what her name is. I wonder what she'd say if she knew she was about to get me killed. And I shake my head, muttering over the scream of my suit alarms as the ship around me begins to tear itself into a million burning pieces. She better be worth it, Jones. Let's back it up a little. About 4 hours, to be exact. I know they say to start your story at the exciting bit, but you need to know what's going on here so you can actually care about me getting vaporized. Because me getting vaporized is totally gonna suck. So, 4 hours ago, I'm in my dorm at Aurora Academy. I'm staring up at the underside of Bjorkman's mattress and praying to the maker that our training officers throw some kind of grav failure or fire drill at us. The night before the draft, they'll probably just let us get some rest. But I'm praying anyway because, A, even though he never snores, Bjorkman is snoring now and I can't sleep. B, I'm wishing my dad could be there to see me tomorrow. And I can't sleep. C, it's the night before the draft and I can't sleep. I don't know why I'm so worked up. I should be cool as ice. I've aced every exam, finished top of almost every class, 99th percentile of all cadets in the academy. Jones Tyler, squad leader, first class. Golden boy. That's what the other alphas call me. Some throw it as an insult, but I take it as a compliment. Nobody worked harder than me to get here. Nobody worked harder once they arrived. And now all that work is about to pay off, because tomorrow is the draft, and I've earned 4 of the top 5 picks, and I'm going to have the best squad a senior class in Aurora Academy has ever seen. So why can't I sleep?